In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 5. The Inmate.
Do not touch the criminal. Do not pass anything to the criminal. Keep to your side of the table. If you want to leave or should you feel your life is in danger, call for me and I will escort you out. Are we clear?
We are, yeah.
Now, I bought my mother a car for Christmas. Spent most of my bonus on it, too. And I am thinking I might just send it right back.
Thank you for your honesty.
Have a seat. Left side.
There she is, a full 36 hours later.
Hands on the table. I'll be right outside the door, ma'am.
Thank you.
Where have you been?
Getting visitor approval takes time, Vincent. Not to mention my lawyers don't even want me here.
You mean our lawyers. You're the first one to show, you know that? Not a fucking word from Emerson or Peter. Fucking bastards.
Yeah, well, I think everyone is pretty scared right now.
Oh, really? Are they chained to a table? Cocksuckers were right there with me, and I'm the only one being charged?
The charges weren't for the Caras, Vincent.
Don't tell me you believe that shit. I was set up, and I know who it was. At the party, one of the Caras I brought back to my room freaked out.
Why?
I don't know. She just fucking freaked out. She was a self-righteous little bitch. She didn't want to do her job, so I disconnected her.
Vincent, just stop.
It's her. Whoever was behind that Cara put me in here, but Terry scanned her. Now all we need to
do... These people are ghosts, Vincent. Whoever that was, you will never find them. And you're not in here because of the Caras. You're in here because of the shit you had on your laptop.
Come on, you know me, Miranda.
Yes, I do.
The feds were at my door a week after you hosted the party.
You hosted that party.
And you recruited the techs. Did you not even vet those assholes?
I did this so that you and your friends would stop bringing underage girls to that house.
Just find this, Cara.
I have to focus on saving my company, Vincent. I am hemorrhaging clients. I just lost my lead engineer because of the shit you did.
What?
People think presence
Wait,
is some
Nick?
New way to jerk off.
Nick, quit.
Do you not grasp the reality of your situation?
You said he was having a crisis of conscience, right?
No.
Saying we were a bunch of
Vincent,
immoral
I'm not
assholes,
gonna get it.
And now he's gone?
Oh, God.
3 days after I'm thrown in jail?
You're being paranoid.
I'm in fucking prison, Miranda. I'm not paranoid. I'm being framed. Yes, I grasp the reality of my situation, and I'm betting my nutsack that that little shit is the one who did this.
No.
It was probably him inside that car.
No.
It doesn't have to be a girl to look like that, right?
Oh,
shit,
God.
Could be a monkey in there. You have to find him. You have to get that QR code, connect it back to Nick, and help me prove that he put that shit on my laptop.
I'm not doing that.
What are you talking about? You're gonna protect him over me?
I'm not protecting Nick or you. I'm done. That's why I'm here. It's
what?
Not to make a plan or to hold your hand anymore.
Miranda, you
I am finished, and this is
you,
goodbye.
You can't just walk away from me. We built this together, remember?
Yes, I do.
Whoa. Sit down. Sit down. Please. Just sit. I need you, Miranda. I'm very scared, okay? I'm scared. Do you know what they're calling me in here? A fucking pedophile. I'm not a pedophile, Miranda. You know I'm not. I do not... Do you know what they do in here?
No. Vincent, what do they do in here to people like you?
You set this up, didn't you? The party. Nick. Oh, I can't believe after everything I did for you.
I was listening to the recordings I took when we were on Martha's Vineyard. You did so much for me, Vincent. I almost made myself forget.
Oh, I gave you everything!
Yeah, you took a lot, too. Guard!
Miranda, don't, please!
I don't know who did this to you, but I wish I did so I could shake their hand and say thank you.
You walk out that door, and you and that piece of shit engineer are fucked. Do you realize that?
Hey! Sit down!
Goodbye, Vincent.
I will ruin you! I will burn you to the fucking ground! Down. You are dead!
Hey!
You
hey.
Are dead, you ungrateful!
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, where are you?
I just grabbed the kids from school.
Nice. When are you coming home?
And Adam has baseball and Emily has taekwondo. We won't be back until late.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, yes, of course.
Yeah, you don't know this, but there's like a whole day we have when you're usually at
no,
work.
No, I know. I was...
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great. I thought you and the kids could...
Hey, do not hit your sister.
Hello?
How did you get your seatbelt off? Lyra, put Adam's seatbelt on.
It's too tight. Lyra,
Adam, sit back.
I just wanted to do something special tonight. All of us. Wanted to make a family feast.
That's sweet. I don't have time to stop at the market, but...
No. It's all right. I got it. I'll handle it. I'll make a roasted chicken with thyme, sweet mash, all the veg.
Adam's back on his mac and cheese diet.
Okay, well, I'll make him the best damn mac and cheese he's ever had.
And I promised Em we'd pick up sweet cakes for Sasha's birthday tomorrow.
Who's Sasha?
My best friend, Dad.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember Sasha. Great. Perfect. Yeah, we'll pick up extra for tonight, yeah?
How are you doing?
Me? I'm fine.
This is a big change.
Teresa, I'm great. I promise.
Adam, sit back.
And T, you're incredible.
You did just quit, right? You're not also, like, dying. You better not be dying.
I'm not dying. I just want to acknowledge the fact that you are incredible, and I haven't been. In the past. And I'm gonna change that. I can't be missing the kids' lives like this. Our life. I need to do better. Be better.
Having you around sounds like a dream. I never thought it was possible.
Well, you're gonna get sick of me real fast, because I'm gonna be here all the time.
Yes, please. We're pulling into the park now, so.
Okay. Have fun. Love you.
I love you too. Say I love you to Daddy.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you all very much.
Okay. See you soon, sweet. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Delivery.
You can just leave it. Hello?
Yeah, I need a signature.
Okay. Okay, give me a sec.
Try again, Adam.
Okay.
I would like a slice of pizza. Wo sheng yo.
Wo yang pizza.
Dad.
Wo yao pizza.
Wo sheng yo qian yo. It's more polite.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, 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 okay. I got you.
Go.
Sheng
yo.
Wo sheng yao yi pian pizza.
Close.
No!
Hey, there she is.
Ni hao, ching ching.
Ni hao, sha gua.
Ni hao.
Dad, do it for him.
What?
What I just taught you.
No.
Go.
On the spot. Oh. Wosheng Yao.
Dad.
Yi Pian Pisa.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's great. It's actually really good, but Addie, you might want to be careful how much you teach him, otherwise you and I can't talk shit.
Thanks for coming.
You are welcome. Anything for my girl.
Can we talk?
Uh-oh.
Quit it, dork. Come on, put these boxes in the oven at 150. Got me?
Yes, ma'am.
Gross.
Shagwa.
Better.
Hey, look, I'm sorry for how much I've been pushing you on finding the rogue cars. It's just Miranda's under a lot of pressure.
I get it.
Rest, and I need...
It's okay.
Come here. Before she gets wise.
Jesus.
I gotta get on that plane. Morocco's so cold this time of the year.
Please don't do that voice. I can't take you seriously.
My pants are so high. You taste good, kid.
All that dime store candy you bought.
All that dime store candy. Yeah, get away.
God, stop. Hey, have you met Miranda's new assistant, Francis?
Yeah, of course. Why?
She seems odd.
Odd how?
I don't know. She invited me to service the other night.
Service? Like church?
Yeah.
That's okay. Did you go?
No, hell no. Could you imagine?
Well, she talks a lot less than Daria, so that's a win for the whole floor. Have you had any luck, by the way, getting the message out?
Maybe.
Maybe. What is the... Are any of them willing to be a witness?
Well, you said that they would stay anonymous.
Yes, but I do need someone who is at the party to go on the record and say they weren't authorized
whoa,
by Lucem to be
whoa,
there.
Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. You said you wanted to protect these people.
I do. I want to protect the whole company, but if Miranda goes down with Lombard, we're all fucked.
Maybe we should be.
What does that mean?
It means maybe we should be. Maybe we are actually doing more harm than good.
You don't mean that.
I don't know. I don't know, Dom. You were the one who brought up Shane.
And I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
You were right. I crossed a line,
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
Gonna eat without you guys.
Coming!
That boy made his own choices.
So did I. He just doesn't have to live with them anymore. Let's go. I don't want to keep her waiting.
All right, cheese for the child, burrata for the sophisticated, and some sort of gluten-free abomination for the elderly man.
Oh, come on, be nice. Start without me. Hi, Miranda.
It's like she can't breathe without him.
Your dad's got an important job. She trusts him.
It's annoying.
Agreed. How was your day?
Okay.
Just okay? Come on, I know your IQ. You can do better than okay.
I'm fine.
Sounds more like laconic.
I don't want a lesson right now.
What's going on? Hey. Hey, you can talk to me.
Do you promise you won't tell my dad?
Yeah, of course not. Wait, unless it's a safety thing, because if it is a safety thing, then...
Oh my gosh, no, you dork.
Okay, well then what is it?
I heard my mom and Ted talking about moving.
Like moving where?
He got a job in LA, and he asked her to come with him.
Does your mom want to go?
She shouldn't even be talking about this. It's not like they're divorced.
I know, but that's what they're working towards, isn't it?
It's not fair.
You know, my parents stayed married their whole lives.
So?
So it was awful. They were really angry with each other. Angry at everything. But they didn't believe in divorce. I don't even think they believed in mistakes. So that's how they lived their whole lives. Angry, unhappy, sleeping in separate rooms. And I got out of there as fast as I could.
Well, my parents aren't like that.
I know. Because they would never do that to you. They know that change is okay. Sometimes it's good, even. And Addie, no matter what, your parents love you.
But my dad doesn't want a divorce.
Well, maybe he just needs a little time. To let things change.
He can never be with anyone else. It's my mom or nothing.
All right, where's my pizza?
Don't worry, no one has touched your sorry excuse for a meal.
No, don't pick it up, please.
I have to, sweetie. Addie, come on, give me the phone.
Hi, Miranda.
Addison.
It's Addison. My dad was just about to eat dinner.
Addison. Who is it? Give me the phone. Hello? Teresa? Teresa, take a breath. Take a breath. What happened?
I just got home with the kids, and Adam found Nick on the floor. He wasn't moving or breathing. So
okay, hang up and call 911.
They're already here. They stopped working on him. They won't let us. What are you doing?
Ma'am.
Don't put that on him.
There's nothing more we can do.
Teresa, I'm coming. If you can hear me, I'm coming right now.
Daddy?
Stay here with Phil.
No, Dominic!
What?
It's okay. It's okay.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Good morning. Another tragedy for tech giant Adlucem OI. Last night, Nicholas Barton, the company's head of engineering, was found dead in his Manhattan brownstone. No official word on the cause of death, but this news comes fast on the heels of the arrest of COO Vincent Lombard just a few days ago. While the technology Barton created with Miranda Skull was rising in popularity, Lombard's alleged crimes are causing a mass exodus of subscribers. The coming days will decide the fate of Skull and her company as we all await the reveal of her newest offering. Up next, does anyone even celebrate Valentine's Day anymore? Meet the young faces of the anti-Hallmark movement who say celebrating someone you love might be offending someone else. Stay tuned.
And for that, I sincerely apologize. His use of presents in such a perverse manner has caused me great personal shame and hurt.
Hi. Is this a good time?
Yes. Yeah. Come on in. You know, can we sit in front of the fire? I just gotta chill. How was everyone today?
Upset? In shock?
I called a mental health day for anyone who wanted it.
Yeah, I heard.
And free sessions with our in-house therapists.
Cars for the cars, huh?
Yeah. Whatever helps.
Yeah. Look, I think we should talk about what's next.
Please.
Yeah, I know you've had reservations till now, but I do think it's time to issue a statement that makes really clear that the company and you had nothing to do with what took place at Lombard's estate.
I agree. I was just drafting something.
Good. And I'll set a follow-up with Jared Amati at the new machine.
I don't think we'll be able to change his impression of me, but...
You did nothing wrong, okay? People need to know that so you won't be lumped in with Vincent.
That's unavoidable.
Well, we can start by making sure you have no contact whatsoever with him.
I saw him.
When?
Yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you would have advised against it, and I needed closure.
Anything else you haven't told me?
No.
Did you know Vincent would be using presents at the party?
No.
All right. I may have a lead on a witness.
Don't. Whoever was there, I don't want to know what they had to do. I don't want to know what happened.
But if it proves you had nothing to do...
Let's talk about Nick.
All right.
I want to make sure all the costs of the funeral and anything else are covered.
Teresa will appreciate it.
How's Teresa?
You know, I think she's still in denial. And this came out of nowhere.
He handed in his resignation the day before. I think maybe he was severing ties.
I don't know. And Teresa said he called her that day about making an elaborate dinner, that he sounded happy.
Suicide is painful and sometimes impossible to see coming.
It's too soon to say that's what it was. There was no note, you know, and we need to see what the toxicology report says.
Hey. Please don't take on the burden of Nick's decision. He was in a lot of pain, and you were a force for good in his life. Would you listen to my statement about the arrest? Just tell me what you think.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Miranda Skoll, founder and CEO of Ad Lucem OI, and I would like to make a statement regarding the arrest of my partner.
Hey, Cass.
Hey.
There's a place on 72nd that might be warmer.
Yeah, well, you wanted to meet without a mediator. I figured we should keep it out in the open.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you, you know, peacefully.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, but I really can't stay too long.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Jeez, feels like yesterday Addie was that big.
Yeah. I was just remembering.
I remember that too. Can we walk? I'm freezing.
Look, I heard about Nick. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
That place is so toxic. Why are you still working for that awful woman?
Oh, she's not awful, Cass. She's gotten this family through a lot.
No, you got yourself through rehab, Dominic. She just wrote the check.
She pays Addie's tuition.
There's a million other things you could do.
And now with the child support that you're asking for...
Oh, and your Kara.
What?
Well, Addison told me that she spends half the time at your house with a Kara.
That... I got her a tutor.
Mm-hmm. And you think I don't know which one?
Oh, shit. Cass, it's a tutor for her school.
Okay, don't insult me. You know what? This was a bad idea.
Let's not talk about work, okay? I want to talk to my wife without a supervisor. Is that all right? Can we do that, please?
You cannot stop this from happening.
Oh, shit. Cass,
okay,
come on!
No, this isn't temporary. We both moved on.
Look, I'm not with her. It was a mistake.
Wait, but you're going to bring her into our house to spend time with our daughter? That's somehow okay?
And what about Ted?
Oh, Jesus, that's not the same thing.
I know he's practically moved in, so why do you
put it... You know
what,
bring her over. Let's fucking have dinner. It doesn't matter anymore, okay? I don't fucking care.
Don't say that. Don't do this. Don't...
I can't.
Don't throw us away.
Oh, I can't do this with you anymore. you in mediation.
I don't trust him.
He's trying to protect us. Jesus, Will, please turn that shit off.
My mom is making a roast 10 feet above me. You think I want her to hear this?
Then tell her to turn on Jeopardy or something, anything.
I haven't been home for dinner all year. She won't leave me the fuck alone. And you know, you could show a little bit more respect for one of the Dark Lords of the Underworld.
Oh, Jesus Christ, do not initiate me into the goddamn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now. Just turn it down, at least. I cannot hear anything. Thank you. Look. I know you don't trust Dominic, and I know that this is a really big ask.
This is not just a big ask, Phil. This is a jail time ask. This is a change my whole life ask. This is my mom finding out the weird, fucked up shit I gotta do to pay for this ass crack of a shack in Queens.
Honey, I made you some meatballs to start.
I'm good, Ma!
Come on, Will. Sex work is barely illegal. You would just pay a fine. Nobody would even
All right, then why don't you come forward?
It is complicated for me.
Uh-huh. Sure it is. And you're scared.
I'm not scared. There's
well,
nothing...
Well, you should be. I am. I don't want the force of Miranda's skull coming down on my head. Look, nobody at that party is going to be a witness.
Shut up. Yes?
It's me.
Fine. Eat your meatballs, Willie.
Hey, I...
Hey.
Hey, someone here?
No, I was just on the phone with Will.
About what?
He was upset about Nick.
Yeah.
You haven't been answering your phone all day. I was getting really worried.
I was dealing with a lot.
I know. How's Teresa?
She is... I helped her sister get on a flight from Toronto.
That's good.
Yeah.
Last night must have been awful.
I stayed as long as I could with the kids while she talked to the cops. Adam kept asking me when his daddy was coming back. But Emily, she's older. I think she'll be able to...
Come here.
No. Don't do that.
Don't do what? Don't hold you.
Where are we with the witnesses?
What?
The cars at the party. You said maybe you had someone.
Dominic, just sit down, okay? You lost someone you love last night.
You know, I get that, and talking to me like a child isn't going to help right now. I don't need a Kara.
What is going on?
What's going on? Nick is dead.
I know. I was there with you when you found out.
Yeah, and maybe you shouldn't have been.
What?
Why were you there with us in the apartment?
I was there because you asked me to be.
I asked you to be Addison's Kara, not her best friend.
Okay, I think you are in a lot of pain right now.
I never should have let you meet her. You should have stayed behind.
Dominic, we are sleeping together. You asked me to watch her. I'm not gonna put on my underwear just to fucking run back to my cube every
time. And now Cassidy knows.
She knows what?
She knows that you're Addie's car, and she knows how much time you spent at the house in person.
I am not the reason you're getting a divorce.
I hired you to be her tutor. I should never have let you meet her. You should have stayed behind the car. I don't know why.
What?
I'm such a fucking idiot. God, this is just like what you did with Shane.
What?
You made it personal. This is what you do. You do this. You insert yourself into people's lives.
Shut up.
You fucking worm yourself
Stop
in.
Stop it!
No, I get it. It's probably the only way that anyone could ever love you.
Get out. Get out right now. Get the fuck out.
Why don't you give me a goddamn name?
You want a name? You want a fucking name? Okay, Phil, tell Miranda it was me. Tell her I was there and I was the one who turned that pervert into the police.
No, you weren't.
Try me.
You were with Addison that
yes,
night.
Yes, Dominic, I was in your apartment where you asked me to be.
You did that shit in my house, around my daughter.
I'm not her mother. I'm a girl you fuck when you get lonely. And
oh
you know what?
You're
not my only client.
Sick.
Fuck you.
Stay the fuck away from Addie.
Get the fuck out of my house!
Ad Lusum stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil, with Savvy Monroe as Addison, Joshua Close as Nick, Clancy Brown as Vincent, Will Greenberg as Will, Additional performances by Bobber Pirzada, Cheryl Nichols, J. Sean Leek, Candice Kozak, Shane Coffey, Ali Maki, Alex McKenna, Jen Ryder, Aaron Shiver, Dan O'Connor, Dylan Kennan, Michael Dunn, Lillian Bowden. Written by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyazchenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Set teacher Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin. Salt Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler. Salt Head of Production, Liz LeMay. Salt Post-Production Supervisor, Ali Honore. Q-Code Head of Editing, Neely Oftring. Q-Code Head of Mixing, Ben Melchev. Production Legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lucem is a Q-Code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and SALT production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media Inc.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.